Welcome to Chapter 35, The Christmas Game and Jorge.
Yep.
The Christmas Game and George Romero. About 30 years ago, I started to play The Christmas Game. I don't recall why or how it started or with whom, but I have played it over 1,000 times in the last 30 years. And my most vivid memory of this game goes back to one of the very, very first people who I played it with, George Romero, or as we lovingly refer to him as Jorge. Now, let me set the stage so you have an understanding of what we're talking about here. The Christmas game is relatively simple. I have four different denomination of bills. I have a 100, I have a 50, I have a 20, and I have a 1. So picture them laying flat. Okay, a person playing the game has to make two decisions. The first one is does he or she want to pick the 1 and the 100 or the 20 and the 50? Whatever two they pick, I put those two bills behind my back and I work some magic in my hands, and then I return my hands, closed fist, and ask the person to choose either hand. Whatever hand the person chooses, it's theirs. The only requirement, the only thing I ask, the only prerequisite is I ask folks before I start this process, is do they believe in the birth of the baby Jesus? Only one person in the entire 30 plus years said no. Needless to say, that person didn't play. Anyway, so that's the game. So now, here we are 30 years ago in Atlantic City at the height of the gambling. God knows, I was into it at the dice table, which will be another chapter. I met one of the truly five-star exclusive restaurants in Atlantic City at the Trump Plaza called Roberto's. I'll picture this in Roberto's. It is fine dining, the atmosphere, it's on the ocean. The atmosphere is beautiful. There is an escalator, for those who remember, that most escalators go up one floor. This particular escalator at the Trump Plaza, leading up to Roberto's, which was on the, I guess, second or third floor. I don't know. I guess it was second floor. The elevator was a two-story elevator with chandeliers. It was gorgeous. So anyway, I think you get the picture. Now, when you were to approach Roberto's, there is this, how shall I describe it? This Latin Antonio Banderas kind of look, except I would guess that Antonio would like to look as good as Jorge. Anyway, he was the greeter, the maitre d', the boss man, whatever you want to call him. Dressed in his tuxedo, impeccably attired. Well, he, from the first time my family, and my friends have met this gentleman, he had an engaging way of making you feel that you were the most important customer of that night, even if you were the 100th customer of the night. That's a talent. So anyway, we're sitting there on a Saturday night. I'm there with three other people. It was four of us. And we started to play this game with the waiters. And It's probably the most popular I am in my whole life when I start the game. And people I don't even know come up and tell me how much they like me so that they can hopefully buy their way through charm into my game. So anyway, we finish, and it gets like later on in the evening. So there's only one person left to play. No, this is the first time I had played there at Roberto's. So I asked Jorge over. Now keep in mind, this place now is populated with high rollers and very quiet, you know, subdued, high-end restaurant type of setting. And so he comes over and starts to play the game. So Jorge picks the 1 and 100. I put the 1 and 100 behind my back. I bring them out. And he picks the hand with the 100. This is what I'll never forget. In this demure, peaceful, elegant setting, the leader of this setting, Jorge, lets out a scream, shocking everyone, including myself. It was so uncharacteristic for this gentleman, who was oozing smoothness, that I never, ever let him forget. And as soon as I start to remind people over the years later, whether it be at Roberto's or later on, he moved on to Capriccio's, which is a high-end restaurant at resorts. But anytime I met a new waiter or a new help or anybody in his presence, I would repeat the story. And it never failed to get a good chuckle. Now, let me just tell you a couple things about Jorge that are unique. One time, whenever I would go into Roberto's restaurant, I had a card with me, a Trump Plaza card, and you know, back then we would get meals if I played a lot. So, but I always pushed the envelopes. One night we're in there, so at the end of the dinner, I said, "Listen," or maybe before it was, I don't remember. But anyway, I gave him my card. I said, "You know, see how much of a credit we have, you know, because we're going to have dinner for four or whatever." So he goes, and he comes back in about 10 minutes. And he looks at me, you know, kind of funny. And I say, "Well, what did they say?" And he said, "Do you really want to know what they said?" They meaning the powers of money, the complimentary money people somewhere up in the bowels of their casino. I said, "Yeah, tell me what they said." he said, "Are you kidding?" I said, "I take that as a no, so we don't have any credit." We had a good chuckle over that. Later on, I had my mother and stepfather at Roberto's one night, and the one thing that was always evident, well, first of all, Roberto's was the only place in my life where each table got three servers, and it was Gary, Charlie, and Maria. Anyway, my stepfather was from South Philadelphia and was a connoisseur of pasta fagioli. Anyway, they had that as the soup. So we ordered that in an entree. And we ordered it, and they brought out the soup. And he was a connoisseur of that particular soup. As he started to eat the soup, he conveyed to all of us that this is the best pasta fagioli soup he had ever tasted. And to the point where he changed his entree from whatever he was going to have to a bowl of pasta fagioli. So at the end, we get near to leaving. I lean over and ask Charlie, one of the waiters we have, you know, "Is it possible we could take some with us?" Now, they didn't have a drive through or a takeout in this restaurant. So, but this is the kind of operation that Jorge ran that made everybody feel special. We were getting ready to leave. We paid the check. Charlie comes out with a wine craft fill of pasta fagioli soup covered with aluminum foil, since they didn't have any takeout containers. I mean, how cool was that? And my mother and stepfather, I never forgot that. And obviously, that was a very long time ago, And I'm remembering it clear as it was yesterday as I relate that experience with this chapter. Anyway, over the years, and now, first, on the last thing I'll mention is I used to say to Jorge, I said, are you really Jorge from Colombia or George from South Philadelphia? I said, it would seem to me that if I were you, I would want to be Jorge from Colombia because you probably get a better tip at people. You think you have this international flair. I always thought he was George from South Philly. It turns out, lo and behold, he is, in fact, Jorge from Colombia. Anyway, a good guy, the most professional person in the restaurant environment that I had ever interacted with. And that's a lot of restaurants because I went for about a 30-year period of never eating at home. In fact, my father used to say, if I was going to hide something from you, it would be in the refrigerator, because that would be the last place you would look. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Up next, a little Irish humor.